Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, picking up on the top of the page, 8 lines down. First word is Beroskin. Second word is Visavar. It says, Hey, Gemara, we were talking about the idea of blood and how to seal the blood inside the liver, and we soak it in vinegar. Visavar of Papa, Kamid the Rav Lameimar, Chala Asir, the vinegar in which the liver is seared, becomes aser. Rashi says also chomeshit nitzmas bo aser. The kasover motzi mixas min adam. Because some of the dam comes out before it gets sealed up. Amalei, so Rav says to him, ichala aser. If it's true that you want to say vinegar is going to be aser, iunami aser, the liver itself should be aser. Ki hechi depolat adabala, because just like it spits it out, it goes back and it swallows it back up. Rav says, meose chometz. Atzvah, from that chometz, from that vinegar itself, the kevin shenitzmas, venatarid liflot chozabalea. Right? It goes in and just reabsorbs it. So the Gemara, Rav. Rav Bar Shaba, Ikleveya of Nachman, Isile Kavda Shlika. They brought him a liver that was cooked. Velo Achabad, he did not eat it. So he saw that it wasn't seared, and he was nervous that maybe it reabsorbed some of the dam that got spit out while it was cooked, while it was being cooked. Amale, so they says to him, Barbe Rav Dilgav Lo Achil. The great scholar who's inside is not eating what we gave him. Umanu Rav Bar Shaba. It's Rav Bar Shaba. Amar lehu Rav Nachman Gamu l'Shaba. Stuff it down his throat, Rashi says. That's like force it down. Hagmiyehu valiteyu l'Shaba al Karcho. L'Shaba al Karcho. Force him. Al Shem Aviv Karo. Right, so he's like, you better, yeah, he's not too thrilled with him. But really, Kitanoi, this is a machlokas tanaim. It really is a omer. Hakovid oseris, the liver will make other meat aser, and venu naseris, but it itself doesn't become aser. Because it spits out, but it doesn't absorb. Okay, yeah, I see. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, mitubeles oseres v'neseres. If it's mitubeles, that means if it's seasoned. Rashi says that tavlin, mirachin osad, softens it. And that's going to go out and make other meat aser, and it itself becomes aser. So oseres v'neseres, shluka oseres v'neseres. And if it is cooked, then it's going to Biyaser mikavah. So Rashi Shluka means harbor mode. It means cooked a lot. Now Saras Lefisha La'acher Shegamra Pleitasa Chazer Zavolas. After it finishes spitting it out, it starts to absorb. Okay, so that makes sense why he wouldn't want to eat it. Machlokas story time. Rabbi Bar Huna Ikla Lebei Rabbi Bar of Nachman. He visited and Aisel Kamei Tlas Save Tachay. They brought in front of him 3 saw of smeared bread. Rashi says that this is the type of bread that was made of fine flour and smeared with oil and honey. Sholson paspekia. Panet tochem b'shemen dvash. Ah, delicious. Amalu mi'ava yadisu de asina. And he was like, wow, this is pretty chashuva stuff. So he says to them, did you know I was coming? Like, why are you such chashuva, you know, delicacies? Amalu. Mia divas lan mina. They says to them, are you any more important to us than it? What do you mean than it? Rashi says Yoma Shabbos. It was Shabbos. Tachsiva karas Shabbos oneg. You know, you got to make Shabbos delicious. Like, we had no idea you're coming. They're not made for you. They're made for Shabbos. Oh wow, that's a great story there. Adalch, in the meantime, askechu kavda davaba. Simpona de Blia Dama. So Rabbi Bar Huna, in the meantime, he found this. It was a roasted liver that had in an artery that was saturated with blood. Amr Lehu. So he says to them,
Yo, so he says to them, why did you do this? Amai of Disu Hachi. Why would you guys have done this idea? Rashi says, Alpha P. Shadama Nivla Bo Heterhu. Even though the blood that's absorbed in this liver is mutter, as long as it doesn't come out of the liver. The blood that passes through the arteries is like blood that's collected in a kli, and therefore it's going to be usher. So now you have to roast this liver in a way that the artery blood is taken out of the liver. Amulei ella hechinavid. If not for roasting, then what's the way of doing it? Amulei kari shasveir. What do you mean? Cut it. Shasveir is length and width. Vichitucha lesachas. And then put it in a position where the cut is going down during the process of the roasting. Rashi says, Chatucha lamata, kishenitnu nesnu batanu, litzlos kadesh yazu vadam yatsa. It'll come out. And this requirement is only to the liver. With the spleen is shumna ba'amnu. It's just fat. Whole thing is fat. Kihad Shmuel. Do it like Shmuel would do. Avdilei tafshila detchale biyoma da avid milsa. His people would prepare a cooked dish of spleen for him on a day that he would undergo the procedure of bloodletting. Hakaza. Right, whenever you do that, that's what he would. Go and do. Right, they would cook the spleen for him together with all the ingredients that the usually would come along with it. That's what it means, like they prepared it for him, as opposed to just cooking it. And we see that the spleen can be salted and cooked together with other foods in the same pot, just like other meat.
Zot a heilige gemuda kavda ilave bisra. To put a liver above a piece of regular meat, then that is shari. That's mutter. Rashi says, "B'tamot tanor hayitzolin kol tzli shalhen v'shalhen v'chudo shaspud tali lamata." They had like this spit that was hanging down. Ukisha kaved nasan tchirim. Put that in first. V'achikah chabaser nimsa kaved elyon kisha tolanoso. Ends up being that's above it when it starts getting hit, when it gets hanged. Dama mishak shar, because the blood which comes off the liver onto the meat below, slides off it into the fire and doesn't get absorbed into the meat. However, when you're dealing with a chal, kachla ilave, an udder that's above, bisra, above meat, that's usr. My time it is chal of suche misach, because milk attaches itself, it clings onto it, and the stuff that comes out of it, it doesn't slide off the meat below it, it's going to cling to it, it's going to get absorbed, and it's a problem. Rav Dimi Nardoi Masniyevchei says the opposite. Kachla ilave bisra shari, if you want to put the udder above the meat, that's fine. Because milk that's shechted is only in Eser Dirabanan. Kavdil Levibisa Aser, because Dam, the Raisa, Dam is the Raisa, so therefore we don't go ahead and allow that to go into a drip onto it. Darash Miremar. Zog, the healing rammer, Hilchas Adalachi is, Ben Kavdil, Ben Kachla, the liver, and the other. Tuesday bisra shari, if you put them on the spit below the meat, it's going to be mutter, because the blood that comes from the liver and the milk that comes from the udder fall into the fire below and not onto the meat that's on top. Ilve bisra, right, because put the meat above, the evit in. If the meat's above, then, wait again, putting them on the spit below the meat is mutter. Above the meat, the evit in, if it's done with the evit, it's going to be mutter. L'chadchila, though, you can't do such a thing. Says the Gemara, story time. Of Ashi, Ikla l'birami, bar Abba, chamua. He visited the house of Rami, his father-in-law. Chazi l'bri the Rami bar Abba, the he saw that the son of Rami bar Abba, aka of Ashi's brother-in-law, was doing what? Deka, beep, turn the page, kufiyat alfa mace. Shapi the kavda ilve bisra. He put a liver above the piece of meat on the spit. And Omar, he says, kama yoyer hai rabbanon. Wow, it's like a little bit arrogant over here. Emer da amar rabbanon de'avid. When did they say that you could do this? Only be de'avid l'chadchila mi'amar. Did they say you're allowed to do this l'chadchila? Shouldn't have done this. Okay. Now, Mareimar seems to be saying that you could roast even l'chadchila liver beneath, below the meat, ika beduge, if there's a beduge that's put under the spit to collect the fat that drips from the meat during the roasting, right? Some people would put this pan under the roasting meat to collect the fat which drips from the meat during the roasting to use the fat later. That's called a beduge, literally a receptacle for dripping. Then even putting the meat above liver is aser, because the blood that comes from the liver will be caught into the beduge, and one then afterwards eats the fat in the beduge is eating the dam as well. In fact, the Gemara Mishnah midamav de bisra. What's the difference in the blood of regular meat? How is one ever allowed to go and put a beduge on the roasting meat to collect the fat? Since even regular meat that wasn't salted, but it's now being kashered by roasting, and the blood comes out during it, the blood is going to be caught in this beduge with the fat. Dama bebisra shachan, dama de kavda kafe, because the blood of regular meat settles to the bottom of the kli, and the fat flows on top of it. You skim the fat off the top, and you leave the red part in the bottom, the red looking tough. Dama de kavda kafe, blood of liver, floats to the top and mixes with the fat. Just an amazing concept to think about. Different types of dam do different things. Yeah, Rashi Safla Mala. Amar Rav Shmuel. Sakin Shachat Shachatba, a knife that one shechted with, they used to shecht an animal. Rashi says, Sakin Shachatba, I did the base of Shechita. But Seach, since the base of Shechita is boiling, it's hot. But Leah Sakin Medam, the blood gets absorbed into the knife. You can't use it out because it spits it out. So back in the Gemara, you can't cut hot food with it. So then, if you cut cold food with it, some say you have to rinse off the food with water. Some say, no, you don't have to do that. You're fine. You're good to go. You have a plate in which meat was salted to get the blood out. You're not allowed to eat hot food in that particular kli. Says Rashi, Dover Roseach, Lefisha Nivla Bahadam, Vanosan Tam Rishon, Havika Isser Gomer. It's like Isser Gomer that's over there, so you can't go ahead and eat hot food in it. Shmuel goes according to his own logic. The Amr Shmuel's own logic. The Amr Shmuel, Maliach Harikos Roseach, the salting is like, it's considered something hot. The Kavash Harikos Mavushal, and something is pickled, it's considered like it's cooked. Kelser Avin Amr Rav Yochanan, he says, not like this. Maliach Einak Roseach, the Kavash Einak Mavushal. And therefore, salting and pickling do not cause it to put the flavor into other kalim, other foods, other kalim. Amar Abai, Had the Ravin Lessa. The statement of Ravin that says this Kula de Gadin, says Rav Yochanan, is not correct. That he pinka de Habibay Rabbi Ami. There was a earthenware plate in the house of the Ami, the Malach Bay Bisra, the meat was salted. Tavri, Rami broke the plate. He basked in that it became usher because it absorbed the dam. And once a Kli Cheres absorbs something, something also it can't be fixed. The only way is you got to break it. Mechti, let's see. Rabbi Ami, Talmud Rabbi Yochanan Hava. Now, my time at Tavri, why do you break it? Lam Yishum, the Shmiel, Le Mined, Rabbi Yochanan, is it because he holds Rabbi Yochanan, Malech HaRehu Kurasech, that salting is like something that's hot, and therefore the plate absorbed the blood, and it became, you can't fix it. Okay, Yosef of Kahana, Achua, the Rav Yehuda came to Rav Huna. Rav Huna, the brother of Rav Yehuda, was sitting. Sorry, of Kahana, the brother of Yehuda, was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Yosef Kamar, he was sitting and saying that Ka'ara Shemalach Babasar, a plate in which meat was salted, Asher Lechol Roseach. You're not allowed to eat hot food on it. Utsnon Shechad Chubasakin, a rash that was cut with a meat knife. You're allowed to eat it with kutach, says Rashi. That is, again, a radish that was cut with a meat knife. You're allowed to eat with kutach, which Rashi says, mutalachol lo sotznon bekutach, which is dairy. Sheesh bo nisyobi techalba. Because I'm first counting to him, and kivin shabala, and the shamnun is the tirabala. So we have a pretty amazing concept here. The first one is that meat was salted, so the dam is in there. So you're not allowed to go ahead and you can't have hot food in there because you have dam that's absorbed in it. The second one is just a rash that was cut with a meat knife, which is kosher. Everything's kosher there. It's just meat. Mutalacha b'kutach, you're allowed to eat it with kutach ma'itayma. Why? Why would that be? Right, just like the plate got the dam, so to the radish got the meat, and therefore the radish should be, you know, you can't have meat and milk together. Rabbi, hi heterabala, because the radish, it absorbed mutter stuff, hi surabala, but when it comes to the dam, it's usser, rashes karabala bala dam, it absorbs dam. Amalei Rava, kibala hetera mahava. What do you mean? It absorbed hetera, therefore it's okay, who cares? So, so, hi hetera, the asil yesuro. It's a hetera, it's going to come to isser. That's just because you know some kutach when you put in the kutach. The surkach, and therefore you're eating isser, why should I be okay? Ella Amarava, hi efsha limitame. The radish is able to be tasted, right? A Jew can taste it before it's put into the kutach to see if it has a taste of meat over there. Rashi says, hi tznun, efsha li sola toma, because it's just meat, what's the issue? I call him shetana b'kutach. V'hai mutter, the kamer kagon, shetoma b'tchila, v'lo hayo b'tam shemnus, and there's no tam shemnus over there. V'hai lo efsha limitame, he says, but with the food put on the plate, you can't go and you can't taste it over there. Rashi said, hi damakara, you can't. L'fisha aser, hilchakein lo takad heter, there's no way of going and muttering it. Amalei papa l'rava, what is he saying? Why are you saying there's no way? V'lutame kfeila rama, just let a non-Jewish, you know, kfeila, chef boyardee. Let the chef go ahead and taste it. Rashi says, "Kriya nachtam of a kachama guy." Milo Tanya switches the time. Do we learn a brisa? Kedera shavishal babase lo yivashal b'chalav. Then bishal benosin tam. Bishal bar truma lo yivashal b'chulim. Bishal benosin tam. V'aminu we said bishal b'truma time l'koyin. Elabase b'chalav mika man tam. Who's going to feel? Who's going to taste it? V'amart lan we said let the mikveil, let the non-Jewish chef taste it. Hachram let the mikveil, here too, let the chef go out and taste it. So there's a way of fixing it over here. Let the hot plate food, you know, to see if it's there's dam or not. So Gemara Hachinami, yeah, you're right, you could do such a thing. Ki kamina delek kveil. I was talking about a case where there's no kveil. If there's kveil, there's nothing you can do. Rash is the aser lechel, but roseach b'delek kveil. If there's no kveil, that's there. Yeah, my dugim shalom bakar and fish that was placed on a hot plate, fish that was hot, it was put into a meat plate, right? It's on the fire, you take it off the fire, it's still hot, and you put it onto this clean meat plate, right? It says, Rashi, Menatzli, Kishayu Roschin, Nasl Latochachar, Shalcha Babasar. Rav Amar, Rav says, Asr La'achla, Achla B'Kutach, right? It's Asr to eat this fish with Kutach, this fish that was put into a hot meat plate. Now it's meat, so if you can't put that into something which is dairy. No, you're allowed to go. It's mutter to eat it with kutach. Rashi says, Asalchem b'kutach, l'fisha basa nosi b'an tam. And he says that it's mutter to have it with it. Rav Amar asar nosin tam. Shmuel Amar mutter nosin tam bar nosin tam. It's not bar not. It's the taste goes into it, and then that taste has to come out of it. Right? It's a taste that goes, right? So the fish was cooked together with the meat. Okay, then we're talking over here. But, and if the hot milk itself was placed into the meat plate, then it would be aser, right? Everything, but in this case, the fish did not get a taste directly from the meat. But the meat went into the plate, and then the plate went into the fish, which is called not by not. For it gets weakened when it goes into the next game. V'ha derav la b'fershet my. This din of, you know, asering this fish with kutach was not, Rod didn't say it. Straight up, Ella Mechlol, it's why I learned that from something else he said. The Rav Ikla Lebei, or actually something had happened. The Rav Ikla Lebei, Rav Shimi Bar Chia Bar Berei. Rav visited the house for Shimi Bar Chia. It's his grandson, his son's son. Chosh Beinav. His eyes were bothering. He had an eye problem. Avdali Shiafa Batza, they made for him an ointment on a plate. As it says, the Meshicha, we summoned Mominim, some sort of, you know, or some sort of paste ointment. It's means an ka'ara. So they made this ointment. Basar achi romulei bishul b'gava. After they put a cooked food on the same plate, that's just when bishul b'osakara lachazman. Ta'im le ta'im d'shafa. Rav tasted the taste of the ointment in the food. Amr yoyif taima kulehai. He says, woo, it gives such a strong taste. It goes so far into the plate that the taste is able to be noticed. And if people heard that, they understood from Rav that he would say that if he had such a taste from another one to be significant, Rav would hold in a not by not to be significant in other cases. He would aser hot fish that was placed in a meat, and a meat plate to be eaten with kutach. Velohi, but really that's not correct. Shiny hasam because it's different than nefesh baratve, because the ointment was extremely bitter. Therefore, it made its way through various taste barriers. Zokte le Gemara, Rabbi Elazar avakayim kavidari barashuel. And I was standing before Shmuel, waiting by a meal. Isil kamei dagen shalu bakara. They brought in front of Shmuel fish that was put on a it was hot and it was put on a meat plate. And he ate it with kutach. Yaiv leiv la'achal. Shmuel gave some to Elazar, but he wouldn't eat it. Amar lei l'rabach yavi lei va'achal va'at la'achal. He said to your teacher, that is Rav, that you learned that fish was placed in a hot into a meat plate. Can't be eaten with kutach. I gave such a situation to him and he ate it. And you're not going to, you're not eating it. Did you go back on your teaching and your din? He's basically said, absolutely, the story never happened. Nah, I wouldn't have something where that's what I hold to be asar. They were sitting in the chad b'hai gisa, the mabar was a surah, one on the side of the surah river. And v'chad b'hai gisa the mabar, one on the other side. Lamar aisi le dagim sha'olu v'ka'ar v'achal v'kutach. To one, they brought fish that was placed hot into a meat plate and he ate it with kutach. Lamar aisi le te'ina v'anavim sachasuda. The other one, they brought figs and grapes during the meal v'achal v'laberich. And he ate and he didn't make a bracha. He had them without bread. And he said, he didn't say b'r'pe eitz before, he didn't make ala eitz afterwards. Mar, it was during a meal that started with bread, just didn't eat it with the bread. Mar Omer Le Lechavri once said, Yasma of Rabba Chachi. Orphan, did your teacher do this? Omer Le Lechavri, Yasma of Rabba Chachi, did your teacher do this? Each one was like, to the other, like, what are you doing over here? Mar Omer Le Lechavri, the one who ate the fish with the kutach, said to his friend, I like Shmuel's, who matters the fish with kutach. Amar Lechavre, and the other one who ate the figs and the grapes at the bracha, said, I know Rabbi Chia's really. I would like Rabbi Chia. The Tanya Rabbi Chia, pas poteres kol mine meichel. It poteres everything, even fruit, for having it during the meal. V'yayin poter kol mine maskin. And wine is any sort of liquid. Okay, going back to Nat Bar Nat. No Saint Tom Bar, no Saint Tom. Amr Chizkim Mishum Abayi, Hilchus Adagim Sha'alu Bekarim Mutar La'ochlo Mekutach. The halacha is that fish that was put hot into a meat plate can be eaten with kutach. Tzanon Shechotcha B'sakin Shechotcha B'basar Asa La'ochlo Mekutach. But a radish that was cut with a knife with which meat was cut may not be eaten with kutach. V'hani Mili Tzanon. And this is only, this chumrah is only talking about a radish. And why is that? Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Beis, Amun Aleph. The Agav Chorfei Bala, because the fact it's very sharp, it's very sharp food, therefore it absorbs more. Aval Kishos, but squash that was cut with a meat knife, that's not going to have the same as sweet, says Rashi. Gar Libe Piskei V'achel, one can scrape off the surface area and cut of the cut, and he can eat the rest of the vegetable with kutach, because it's sweet and therefore it's not going to absorb. Kilche de liftashari, if one cut turnip stalks with a meat knife, they're mutter tav kutach. De silka, if one cut a stalks of beets with a meat knife, asir, they're going to be usher to have with kutach, because they also are very sharp and they absorb the meat flavor. Vi pasach, but if he interchange the cutting the beets with turnips, then shaper dami, it's fine to eat the beets with kutach, where he cut a turnip, then a beet, and then another turnip, then another beet. Each beet is going to be mutter to have with kutach, because the turnip flavor is negating the meat flavors of the knife, that even a beet cut afterwards is not going to take on that meat flavor. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, and we'll show you all a great, great day.